media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Hey, Rob.
How are you? Another tough one on Saturday, that 31-27 set back to Stony Brook in a game that looked like you guys were going to make an amazing comeback. As you've gone back and looked at the film of that one, just give me your impressions on the game.
You know, there was some really incredible fireworks going on, some outstanding execution, and a huge failure at the end of the game to get the quarterback down. You know, give credit to Stony Brook. It was a good, hard, physical football game. You know, they're tough out at all times, you know, defensively, and I think we whittled away on things and were able to make some plays to get ourselves ahead late. You know, an onside kick executed in perfection. The whole nine was set up perfectly, and, you know, had to be able to go ahead and get through the last 60 seconds, weren't able to do it, and that's kind of where we're at.
As you've gone back and looked at that final play, was it a scheme thing or just a great play by Tyke Hill?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, we were in four-man rush, and we weren't disciplined in our pass rush lanes, and we were in a coverage that was there to, you know, secure the deep threat, obviously, at that point in time. We should have had a low player there to be able to, you know, get him at least, you know, down. Unfortunately, it probably would have been in field goal range, but we lost leverage on the backside, and the kid made a reasonable run. I don't think it was like Walter Payton out there. It wasn't anything great. It was more, you know, inexact pursuit lanes and you know, tackling technique that prevented us from getting him down and saving a touchdown.
I want to talk about your team's play to come back, and you touched on it, two touchdowns in I think 37 seconds there in the fourth quarter. The first one coming on an amazing 92-yard drive put together by your team. What impressed you with that comeback?
Well, we've done it every week, unfortunately. And I mean, you know, it's been, you know, we've gotten behind a little bit and had to find plays to get back in the game. I think it was, you know, 6 minutes down left in the game, and we were down 14 points. So, I mean, it was, you know, really good offensive execution. You know, they stay in it, and they know it's a six-minute battle, and we talk about that all the time. And, you know, we'd made, you know, tremendous efforts after the two other losses that came right down to the last play to understand that it's tough, and you got to be able to finish those last plays. And, you know, unfortunately, we're unable to do that, but you can't, you know, you can't take away from some of the incredible performances. The 99-yard kickoff return by Amir Dorsey was maybe one of the most inspiring things I've seen through my course of my career. Great execution on the kickoff return team, but complete desire and number 11 getting it where it needed to be. And then, you know, Vito was able to make some really good plays down the stretch. And, of course, you know, those receivers come up big when we need them. And, you know, unfortunately, we're unable to close that one out. But certainly a lot of good football being played out there. A lot of good execution. We got to find a way to close it out and win one.
You touched on earlier about how that onside play was to perfection. And everybody knows what a great receiver Isaiah Coulter is. But that catch he made on the onside play, obviously that's something that you guys work on, but putting a guy like that on your special teams and when he delivers, maybe talk about that play and having and the play that he was able to make to get his hands on that ball.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the play is designed as we all design them, you know, without any trickery and tomfoolery. It's, you know, it's really pretty straightforward. You count on a kick that's going to take a second or third hop and go extremely high. You put your people on that squad that you feel are gamers that will go after the football, which is the critical piece. And when you get one that, you know, ours wasn't third hop, it really was the second hop, and I saw it developing right away. I said, we're going to get one here. And then when it goes up, you know, and you're able to high point it there, I mean, it's a tough play to defend. So, you know, those are situations that you hope you don't have to count on that bounce right and the execution, but when you're looking at some of the hard times we've been through, it's very appropriate. We put a good kick on it, kid went up and attacked the ball. Everybody did what they were supposed to do. We were successful and then able to put it in the end zone right after that. So, you know, it's great credit to the resilience and the, you know, the stick-to-itiveness that this group has. You got to find a way to get rewarded with what we're all after, which is victories.
Got a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Air Force question is from the line of Cal Kinsing with Flow Sports.
Yeah, kind of piggybacking off Rob there with Isaiah making that play on the onside kick. How often do you work on those situations during game week?
You know, we usually work those on Sundays, Thursdays, and Fridays. So, I mean, we get some opportunities to do it. You know, it's a significant part of your practice. You know, you ask your kickers to be prepared and have them work on them on a week-to-week basis. You know, starting from training camp all the way through, but the overall execution of that thing probably happens, you know, 3 to 5 times during the course of the week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jimmy touched on the great kick return by Amir. That's the third one now for his career. How does he seem to have such a knack for that? He's also done it on punts, and then this season you've obviously gotten him also involved as a pass catcher and still using him out of the backfield some. How's he developed the other part of his game?
Well, he's developed the other part of his game tremendously. I mean, he's a go-to guy, and everybody knows, you know, he's been very successful whether we're throwing it to him or direct snapping it to him. He's got, you know, very good timing and use of speed, you know, and he just sees things, which is the critical thing for you know, both ball carriers and returners, you know, and you know, we certainly, you know, design our returns to be able to hit on a specific area. We try to identify how clean it's going to be, and you know, it's 9 times out of 10 it's not as clean as it you want it to be, and then you rely on the ability of your returner to make something good happen. And you know, the first kickoff return, he had a good one out to the 35, you know, which it didn't pan out just the way we wanted it. But, you know, he was able to make the cut and get us good positive field position. You take that every time. And on the one on those touchdown, it hit exactly where we designed it to hit. And he had to make, you know, we didn't get quite enough movement on our double team. And so he had to make a kind of a move through the double team and bounced off of that with some great effort. And off he went. So, you know, it was really a well-executed return. And it was, you know, accentuated by a really good returner that had every bit of desire and in his mind that he was going to score on that play, and he was able to make it happen.
I want to touch on one of your defensive guys, Brian Campbell. Big game, 11 tackles, forced a fumble in the game, also recovered one. Maybe just some words on his performance on Saturday.
Yeah, I was pleased. I thought Brian, was very involved, very active, productive, as you've already mentioned. You know, there's things that, you know, it was his best football game, and there's things that he's got plenty of room to improve on many others. But bottom line is, you know, I was very pleased that he was able to have the kind of game he had. He was necessary. He was big in terms of getting the quarterback down a couple times and played his most solid game. So very pleased that position is becoming better and better as we've gone through the season.
Your team steps out of conference to face Brown. I know it's a big game for the Governor's Cup in Rhode Island, some bragging rights. Talk about how big it is for you and then some of the challenges that Brown will present.
It's a big game. I mean, we play for a trophy. You know, it's called the Governor's Cup, and it's, you know, it's a physical thing that the winning team will take off the field, and you put your name up there on the plaque, and it goes there for eternity. And you know, we've seen it, you know, go to the other sideline before, and it's a feeling that no one here wants to ever revisit again. So it's a significantly important game for that purpose. It's a significantly important win because we need to get a W. And you know, what Brown does is, you know, they've got a new coaching staff. They play with apparently a very up-tempo scheme. They had a rough outing versus Harvard, had a decent outing versus Bryant. So they're still young in their season, and they present some challenges with two quarterbacks on the field, maybe three at times, in which case they do some things that are a little unusual that we have to have good answers for defensively. But, you know, it will be an emotional game for them, and we've got to match that emotion. And we've been through three nail-biters, and we got to go ahead and put all our efforts into the preparation to play our best game to make sure we can get on the right side of the win column.
All right, Jim, good luck Saturday at Brown, and we look forward to talking again next week.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks.